All right, let's jump right in. Today, we're going to be doing a deep dive into Boston real estate in 2025. Specifically, we're looking at the Beacon Hill neighborhood. And we've got a really cool source. It's the Ford Realty website. And they've got listings and, neighborhood guides and just a ton of information. I think it's going to give us a really good look at what the market looks like 5 years from now. So first things first, let's look at the listings. They've got the standard, 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments. But the prices are really interesting. 1 bedrooms are going for like $2,500 to $3,000 a month. And then 2 bedrooms jump up to like $3,500. Some are even pushing $5,000.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty high. But actually, if you adjust for inflation, those prices are pretty much in line with what we're seeing now. So it doesn't look like there's been some crazy spike in prices, which I guess is good news for anyone thinking about moving to Boston in a few years.
Yeah, no housing bubble 2.0, at least not according to Ford Realty. One thing I noticed that they keep mentioning is half-month broker fees, which seems like a pretty good deal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a huge shift from even just a few years ago. Back then, a full month's rent was pretty much the standard broker fee. But now, with so many options for renters and these online platforms popping up, landlords are having to offer incentives just to stay competitive.
So is this like a renter's market then? Are landlords feeling the pressure?
I think it's definitely shifting that way, especially in these desirable neighborhoods like Beacon Hill. The fact that Ford Realty is highlighting these half-month broker fees makes me think they're trying to attract tenants quickly, which probably means there's a good amount of inventory available.
Okay, interesting. Another thing I noticed is they seem really focused on September 1st, 2025, and they're specifically calling out college students.
Yeah, well, September, back to school.
Makes sense.
Right, but it's more than just that. September 1st is often the deadline for a lot of leases to turn over. So Ford Realty is targeting that window when the market is flooded with new units. They're trying to capitalize on that peak turnover period.
Ah, so they're being strategic about the timing, not just the demographics. Okay, so they've got Beacon Hill listings, but their quick search feature actually lists a ton of different Boston neighborhoods, like Back Bay, Charlestown, even the Leather District. I actually had to Google that one, not gonna lie.
Yeah, the Leather District is pretty cool. It's definitely up and coming. But what I found interesting is that they have this whole section called Condo Listings by Neighborhood. It seems like they might be specializing in condos, maybe focusing on a certain type of client or investment strategy.
So not your typical we sell everything agency.
Right, more targeted.
More niche.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, this is where things get really interesting for me. They have a blog section on their website, and some of the titles are, well, let's just say they're attention grabbing. Things like Beacon Hill Lovebirds and A Message in a Bottle. Definitely not your typical real estate jargon.
I saw those. Yeah, those titles are definitely deliberate. It's all about storytelling, creating an emotional connection with potential
So
buyers.
they're not just selling apartments, they're selling a lifestyle.
Exactly.
Okay, but do people really buy into that?
Yeah. More than you might think, especially in a city like Boston, with all its history and charm, people want to feel like they're part of something special, and Ford Realty is tapping into that.
Okay. I'm starting to see their game plan here. And speaking of aspirational, they have this whole list of Boston luxury high-rise condominiums. Names like The W, Millennium Tower, Ritz-Carlton Residences.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about making a statement.
Those buildings definitely represent a certain level of affluence and exclusivity. It seems like Ford Realty is really trying to attract buyers who aspire to that kind of lifestyle.
So it's about more than just the property itself. It's about the status, the brand association.
Yeah.
Living in a Ritz-Carlton residence says something about you,
Right.
about your success, your place in the world.
It's a statement.
It's fascinating how much we can learn from a website. It really reflects a company's values, their target market, their whole approach to business.
Yeah, it's like a window into their strategy.
And in Ford Realty's case, it's clear they're going after a sophisticated, affluent clientele. People who are looking for more than just a place to live. They want a whole lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we talked about these blog posts with these catchy titles like Beacon Hill Lovebirds
Yeah.
and A Message in a Bottle. I'm really curious to see like how they actually tie into this whole luxury condo strategy.
Yeah, let's dive into those. So, Beacon Hill Lovebirds is all about this couple. They meet at this cute little coffee shop called The Daily Grind on Charles Street. And, they fall in love, get married, and of course, they buy their first condo together in Beacon Hill through Ford Realty, naturally.
Oh, that's sweet. So they're really selling a fairy tale here. But like, Do people really buy into that? I mean, isn't it obvious that it's just marketing?
Oh, for sure it's marketing, but it's about tapping into those shared aspirations. You know, everyone wants to find their perfect spot, build a life, maybe even find love along the way. And Ford Realty is positioning themselves as the ones who can make those dreams happen.
So it's less about the specific properties and more about like creating this emotional connection with the neighborhood, with certain lifestyle.
Exactly. They're crafting a narrative, you know, like a brand identity for Beacon Hill. It's all romantic, historic, charming, you know, all those things people associate with Beacon Hill, but they're amplifying it through these personal stories.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, what about a message in a bottle? That one still has me intrigued.
Yeah, that's a good one. Just the title itself, like it creates the sense of mystery and discovery. It could be about anything, really. Maybe a historical find, some hidden architectural detail, a local legend even. You know, something unique to Beacon Hill that you wouldn't find anywhere else.
Oh, I see. So they're playing up this idea that these neighborhoods have secrets, like hidden gems just waiting to be uncovered. And by extension, Ford Realty. Right. The ones who can guide you to them.
Exactly. It's like they're saying, hey, we know all the best kept secrets. We can show you the real Beacon Hill.
Smart marketing, for sure. But it's not all just love stories and mystery, right?
Mm-hmm.
They also have some blog posts that are more like grounded in reality. Things like market trends and data. I saw one called like March 2025 Seaport Condo Sales Data.
Right. They have to have that too. Sharing that kind of data establishes credibility. It shows they're not just telling stories. They actually understand the market, the numbers, the trends, all that.
So it's like they're appealing to the heart and the head, the dreamer and the data analyst.
Exactly. They're covering all their bases.
Okay. I'm definitely getting a better sense
of
how the blog fits into their overall strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's circle back to those luxury high rises. They were showcasing the W Millennium Tower, Ritz-Carlton Residences. They're clearly targeting a very specific clientele with those.
Oh, absolutely. Those buildings are all about affluence and exclusivity. And by featuring them so prominently, Ford Realty is aligning themselves with that image. They're trying to attract buyers who want that lifestyle.
So it's not just about the property itself. It's about the status that comes with it, the brand association.
Yeah.
Living in a Ritz-Carlton residence.
Yeah.
Says something about you.
It's a statement.
It says you've made it.
Right.
Okay, so we've talked about the blog, we've talked about these high-end properties.
Yeah.
But we still need to dig into those. Condo listings by neighborhood. That's where we'll really see what properties they're pushing. In which neighborhoods? At what price points?
Yeah, let's get into the nitty-gritty.
Okay, so let's get into these actual listings now. The condo listings by neighborhood section. This is where we see what they're really putting out there.
Yeah, let's see what they've got.
So they've got the high-end neighborhoods like we expected, Back Bay, Beacon Hill, but they've also got some up-and-coming areas, like the Seaport District.
Yeah.
And even some more niche locations like the Leather District.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Seems like they're trying to cover a lot of ground.
Yeah, it makes me wonder though, they've been pushing this image of luxury and exclusivity, but now they're showcasing more affordable options too. Are they diluting their brand by doing that?
That's a good question. I actually think it's a smart move. By offering a wider range of properties, they're appealing to a broader client base. They can still cater to those high rollers, looking for a penthouse with a view. But they're also attracting those who are maybe looking for a starter condo in a trendy neighborhood.
So they're not putting all their eggs in one basket.
Exactly. They're hedging their bets.
Okay, well, let's look at some specific listings then. In Back Bay, they've got this two-bedroom condo in a historic brownstone overlooking the Charles River.
Oh, wow.
Talk about prime real estate.
Yeah, that's classic Back Bay. It's perfect for buyers who value history and elegance.
And then in the Seaport District, they've got this sleek, modern penthouse, floor-to-ceiling windows, panoramic city views.
Yeah, the Seaport is all about that modern vibe, waterfront living, being at the center of the action.
So they're really showcasing the different personalities of these neighborhoods.
Right, they're highlighting the diversity of Boston.
Now, what about those more niche listings? Like in the Leather District, what's the strategy there?
Well, the Leather District is interesting. It's definitely undergoing a transformation right now. It's becoming very trendy, artsy, kind of a cool industrial vibe.
So it's for those who want something different.
Exactly, something off the beaten path.
I mean, it's pretty cool that Ford Realty is even showcasing a neighborhood like that.
Yeah, it shows they're in tune with the evolving landscape of the city.
It's fascinating how much thought goes into these listings.
It's all part of their strategy. They're not just selling properties. They're selling a lifestyle, an aspiration.
And by curating these listings, they're presenting a very specific vision of Boston living.
Absolutely.
So we've covered a lot of ground today. Broker fees, blog posts, neighborhood analyses, luxury condos, you name it. It's amazing how much we can learn just by digging into a website like this.
It's all about looking beyond the surface, connecting the dots, seeing the bigger picture.
And Ford Realty's case, that bigger picture is all about selling a very particular dream of Boston living.
A very carefully crafted dream.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive, but I hope this has inspired you to do some exploring of your own. Remember, sometimes the most interesting discoveries are hidden in plain sight, just waiting to be uncovered. Until next time, happy house hunting.